Righto, from Shaw Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
So the dairy we got there in the end, thank the good Lord, and it seems it sort of could have been bad, but it's not as bad as we thought it might have been. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. We're just revisiting it really in the spirit of making sure all the listeners are well informed with correct information. We did make the assumption yesterday that the individual asset prices were correct, and I was quite worried about the reported fall in whole milk powder. Those individual product prices weren't right. They were corrected later in the day. So here's the right numbers. The Global Dairy Trade Index fell 1.4%. That is a continuation of weaker outcomes, but it's a relatively benign fall. 8 out of the last 10 auctions have resulted in a lower global dairy trade price index. So there's obviously a supply-demand thing out there. Still reasonable amounts of demand, apparently, but just lots of supply. Those individual product movements are smaller than we reported yesterday. So whole milk powder was down 2.4%. Skim milk powder fell 1.6%. A very small fall in butter, 0.8%. So the quantum of move, Mike, smaller than we initially thought, less likely to affect forecast farm gate milk prices. Let's hope for uneventful auctions from here.
Not particularly good for Air New Zealand. I couldn't find much good in that, could you?
No, I think towards the end of the program yesterday, you noted, didn't you, that Air New Zealand had announced a loss. Looking a bit more detail. In August, Mike, Air New Zealand provided guidance that earnings before taxation for the first half of the 26 financial year were expected to be similar or just slightly less than that reported in the second half of 2025, that number 35 million. Yesterday, they provided an update on that. They were now in behind here. They were expecting a 2-3% lift in revenue across domestic and US bound bookings. Now that has not materialized. And the thing is, they can't even see it in their forward booking profile. And it's yet another example, Mike, of the sort of economic equivalent of waiting for Godot. I mean, the whole country has been waiting for economic salvation this year, which just hasn't arrived. So there's $50 million of anticipated revenue that hasn't come in. Unfortunately, on the other side of the profit and loss, their engine lease costs have also been higher. So they now expect a loss before taxation for the first half of the 26 financial year in the range of 30 to 55 million. So pretty disappointing. They do caution against extrapolating that sort of outcome, that run rate, into the second half of the year. So in other words, they've got higher costs, they've got subdued demand. I think you're talking to the CEO. Tough gig for the incoming CEO. It's interesting that they're also doing a share buyback at the moment at the same time that they are losing money. So a few things to talk about there.
Talk to me about AI and power, because I'm fascinated in this and how we're ever going to do it as a country, but generally it's a conversation globally.
Yeah, actually, so I want to sort of talk. This is almost a cautionary tale of hype, Mike, because there's definitely pockets of hype in the US and global share markets at the moment. And overnight, we've seen evidence of this with things like the meme stocks. I can't believe we're talking about this again. Krispy Kreme, apparently, the retail punters are all into that again. Hype is creeping into other places as well. I find myself talking about AI a lot at the moment. I'm no AI expert. I'm learning. But I do often mention that there's pockets of hype here as well, but also these downstream impacts. And one of those is power generation. AI is hungry for power. One company in the US has really ridden that wave. It's a company called Oklo. Now, the reason this is interesting, because there's also this backstory. It's involved in nuclear power. We've talked about nuclear. It's also backed by Sam Altman of OpenAI fame, but it also has very close ties to the Trump administration, the US Energy Secretary. Now, from a perspective of hype, Mike, this company has no revenue, no license to operate, no binding contract to supply power. But what do you think it's worth? And it's listed on the New York Stock Exchange. $20 billion, which, if you want to see a definition of hype, here's some hype. And the share price in the last 12 months has risen something like, depending on where you start, 1,500%. But this is the cautionary tale. In the last few days, all of a sudden, confidence is gone that they're going to be able to do what they say they're going to do. Share price has fallen by a third. So, you know, I was sitting on a plane the other day. I was listening to people behind me talking about buying and selling shares. There's a lot of that going on at the moment. There's a lot of hype. Listen to Mr. Kelleher. Be careful out there, people. Be careful.
Good stuff. Numbers, please. Yeah.
The US market's under a bit of pressure. Day 22 of the shutdown, and Netflix down about 10%. A bit of a tax issue in Brazil. But also, even though they've got a strong performance in the background. A lot of this is already reflected in these valuations. Anyway, the Dow Jones down 300 points, 46,622. That's 0.2%. The S&P 500 down 0.7%, 46 points, 6689. And the NASDAQ down 338 points. That's 1.5%, 22,613. FTSE 100 up 1%, 9515. Small move in the Nikkei. 49307. Shanghai Composite also barely moved, 3913. The Aussies yesterday lost 0.7%, 9030 the close, and NZX 50 down just over 0.5%, 13,306. Kiwi dollar, 0.5749 against the US, 0.8849 Aussie, 0.4947 euro, 0.4299 against the pound, 87.24 Japanese yen. Gold slumping, $4,058, down 7 or 8%. And Brent crude, $62.72.
See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.